Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Of course, you have your news headlines coming up on this hump day. Have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have musical artist of the week, Pitbull and Dolly Parton. And in today's entertainment spotlight, you're part of my conversation with actor Jonathan Frakes. You guys know him, of course, from Star Trek The Next Generation and other television shows and films. He talked to us about his dedication to the organization PanCAN and what they're doing to raise awareness and funds for pancreatic cancer awareness. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Dirty News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Wednesday headlines. In national news, GMA fans congratulate Robin Roberts as she announces major career news, says Good Housekeeping. The ABC host received two 2024 Daytime Emmy Award nominations for Turning the Tables. Let's all give a major round of applause to the one, the only Robin Roberts, says GoodHousekeeping.com. The Good Morning America star has a busy career between hosting the ABC morning show and running her production company, Rockin' Robin Productions. Amid producing so many projects, one such title she works on is getting major recognition in the world of television. In an announcement made on April 19th, the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences announced the nominees for the 51st Annual Daytime Emmy Awards, which will be presented live on CBS on June 7th. Alongside multiple honorees, Robin received two nominations, one for Daytime Talk Series and one for Directing Team for Multiple Camera Daytime Nonfiction Program for her show Turning the Tables, which follows iconic female stars in Hollywood having inspirational conversations and airs on Disney+. Shortly after the news came out, Robin went on Instagram to express her gratitude for the career achievement. "So proud of the entire team for our two Emmy nominations for this series," she wrote. "Grateful to our wonderful guests in season 2. Congrats to all this year's Emmy nominees." While fans learned of the TV personality's milestone achievement, they immediately went to the comments to celebrate Robin's success. Although it's unclear if Turning the Tables will return for new episodes, Robin isn't letting that stop her from pursuing the quest to speak with iconic women in entertainment about their journey. In Mississippi news, City of Jackson hopes new parking kiosk will bring in $2 million to 16 WAPT. Starting this week, about 800 parking meters will be replaced with new kiosk parking systems in downtown Jackson. SP Plus will install the new kiosk throughout the downtown area. The rate will be $1 an hour for starters. Drivers can pay with cash, card, or an app and enter their license plate number. This modernized system will result in greater parking space availability and convenience for residents and visitors to Jackson, Mayor Lumumba said. Lumumba said the new system promises to bring in more than $2 million a year in revenue. In more Mississippi news, City of Jackson settles wrongful death lawsuit with family of George Robinson. The City of Jackson has settled a wrongful death lawsuit with the family of George Robinson, who died in 2019 after an encounter with Jackson police officers. During a meeting Tuesday, the City Council unanimously approved paying Robinson's family more than $17,000. Robinson's family said the 61-year-old died 2 days after witnesses said officers struck him with a flashlight and body slammed him in January 2019. According to police, Robinson was checked out by an ambulance crew who was released without treatment. About 3 hours later, another ambulance was called to the Jackson Motel where Robinson was visiting with people in a room. He was taken to the University of Mississippi Medical Center where he later died, police said. Robinson died of a hemorrhage caused by blunt force trauma, according to Hinds County coroner. Former Jackson police officer Anthony Fox was convicted of culpable negligent manslaughter in Robinson's death, but the Mississippi Court of Appeals reversed the 2022 conviction. After being released from jail, Fox returned to work at the Clinton Police Department. Two other JPD officers were found not guilty in the case. In more national news, Pentagon set to send $1 billion in new military aid to Ukraine once bill clears Senate and Biden. The Pentagon is poised to send $1 billion in new military aid to Ukraine, U.S. officials said Tuesday, as the Senate moved ahead on long-awaited legislation to fund the weapons Kyiv desperately needs to stall gains being made by Russian forces in the war. The decision comes after months of frustration as bitterly divided members of Congress deadlocked over the funding, forcing House Speaker Mike Johnson to cobble together a bipartisan coalition to pass the bill. The $95 billion foreign aid package includes billions for Israel and Taiwan, passed the House on Saturday, and the Senate approval was expected today. Both are the result of weeks of high-voltage debate, including threats from Johnson's hard-right faction to oust him as Speaker. About $61 billion of the aid is for Ukraine. And finally, in business news, Wall Street rallies again to erase more of April's losses. U.S. stocks rallied for a second straight day Tuesday to blunt the blow of what's been a rough April, says the Associated Press. The S&P 500 climbed 1.2% and pulled further out of the hole created by a six-day losing streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 263 points, or 0.7%, and the Nasdaq Composite jumped 1.6%. A weaker-than-expected report on U.S. business activity helped support the market, which remains in an awkward phase. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good morning, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Here's your wake-up call. When you're talked about, beaten up, disgraced, and thinking you can't take any more of the world's abuse, keep on pushing forward. Do not give up. Know that on the other side of the storm is the breakthrough you have been waiting for yourself and your situation. Now let's go get it. Have an amazing Wednesday. Pitbull and Dolly Parton are artists of the week this week. Here's a single, Power for Women, right here on Conversations Daily News.
It's Mr. Worldwide with the one and only Dolly Parton. And this is dedicated to all my powerful women working 9 to 5, 2-3 jobs just to survive. All my powerful women, no men at home, raising all the kids alone. All my powerful women, y'all deserve a throne. Keep your head up and stay strong. All my powerful women, no matter what, never give up. I remember working hard with my mom. You name it, she did it. You name it, she sold it. You name it, she cleaned it. You name it, she owed it. She had to provide. We had to survive. So you name it, she stole it. Our whole life was layaway. Pay, 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 but the bills never went away. Put your hands to the sky. This goes out to the women working hard 9 to 5.
Working 24/7, 365, working 5 to 9 and 9 to 5. They let your dreams just to watch them shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder. You got dreams you never take away.
Never take away.
You're all in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in. Time's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working
9 to 5. My pleasure.
Dale. We are part of my conversation coming up with actor Jonathan Frakes in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with the entertainment spotlight. Actor Jonathan Frakes rejoined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, not only to talk about how he uses his platform to raise awareness, but also why the cause of pancreatic cancer is so important for him and his support of PanCan is important for all of us. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Jonathan, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate it.
Cyrus, it's great to be back with you. Thank you very much.
Well, like I mentioned, you are already out there making a difference. You've been on the program before talking about why PanCan is such an important thing to you. But what has it been like for you to see, especially how your fans have rallied around this cause, Jonathan, and showed their support?
It's unbelievable. When my brother died in 40 years, 26 years ago, survival rate. In the last 2 or 3 years, it's gone up a percentage point. We're now at 13% survival, which is horrible, but still so much better than it has been. And the participation, I mean, we are now in 60 cities for this Purple Stride event on Saturday, April 27th. We're trying to get $19 million together. There's 70,000 participants already, so we're cooking. And our leader, the wonderful Kitty Swink, who I probably mentioned last time we were here, who's an actor friend of ours who's been on all the Star Trek, is a 20-year pancreatic survivor. He's married to Armin Shimerman, who is Quark on Deep Space. He's on our team. And John Billingsley, who is Dr. Phlox on Enterprise, he's on our team now. And J.C. Cotto, who's the brother of Manny Cotto, who is the showrunner on Enterprise, has joined us as well. And if you want to help us out, you go to purplestride.org/teamtrek, and you can just raise the awareness or throw a little something at it. But it's an important time, because the problem with this cancer, not only is it the second deadliest of all the cancers, is that there's no easy marker. There's nothing in a blood test yet that we can simply point to. People with prediabetes are sometimes inclined, and weight gain and back pain, but those are indicators of other things as well. So the money is really going for the research and going to the doctors to know more about it. And perhaps most importantly, if you are suffering with it, or if you have a family or friend who is, I would go to pancan.org. The support's there.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. I'll be back with us on tomorrow for more news. Message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, a throwback from our Artist of the Week, Pitbull, and of course, your entertainment spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. So let's go make today amazing. Take care.